Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. Mishnah Bet continues the process of the two goats. We have previously assigned one to the Chatos LaHashem, and the other one to LaAzazel. And so now Kashar Lashon Shel Zohoris, the Kohen Gadol ties a strip of red wool on each of the goats to mark them. On the Kosher Loshen Shel Zohoris Perosh Siyar Mishtaleach, he would mark the Siyar Mishtaleach, the Azazel goat, by tying a strip of red wool between its two horns. The Ve'emido Keneged Beis Shilucho. And then he kind of aims him towards the gate through which he's going to go out, which is Shar Mizrach, Shar Nikanor. Vila Nishchat, and to one that is going to be shechted as the Chatos, Kineged Beishchitoso. He ties the red strip, the strip of red wool, around its neck. Now, the reason for these strips is, first of all, so that these goats don't get confused with some other goats. And second of all, so that they don't confuse with one another. So they have this red strip, and they're tied in different places. At that point, he's going to leave the goats for now. We'll come back to them later, but right now he leaves the goats. And he returns to his cow, to his parchatos, a second time. Balo etzel paroshnia, he comes back to his cow a second time, not his second cow, the same cow, a second time. V'somech shteyadav alav umisvadeh, and he leans both hands on the cow, and he does another vidui. Now, remember, the cow is between the Mizbeach and the Heichal, so we're heading back towards the Heichal, and the cow is aligned on the northern side of the Beis HaMikdash, aligned north to south, with its head angled towards the Heichal in the west. And the Kohen Gadol is east of the cow, facing west towards the Heichal, and leaning both hands on the cow, and saying another vidui. This vidui, the previous vidui that he said was for himself and for his fellow Kohanim, and his family, and this second vidui is for all the Kohanim. And the text is pretty much the same as the previous vidui. So here too, he says, Ana Hashem, please Hashem. And here too, again, Shema Meforash. He's saying the Shema Meforash, and the people will react accordingly, as will once again be mentioned at the end of the Mishnah. And he says, right, Avisi, Pashati, Chatasi Lefonecha, I sinned before you with the three types of sin, accidental sin, deliberate sin, and rebellious sin. Ani uveisu b'nei Aharonam kodshecha. I and my household and all of the Kohanim, your holy people, right? Ana Hashem, please Hashem, kaper no la'avonos l'psalim l'chataim, please forgive the accidental sins, the deliberate sins, and the rebellious sins, she'avisi v'shebashati v'shechatasu l'fanecha, that I sinned before you accidentally, deliberately, or rebelliously, ani uveisi u'bnei Aharonam kodeshecha, I and my family and the entire group of Kohanim, your holy nation, forgive us, please, please give us, grant us atonement for this. Karkasu besoras Moshe Avdecha, as it was taught, as it says rather in the Torah that was taught by your servant Moshe. Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem, because on this day will be atoned for you. L'taher eschem mikol chatoseichem, to purify you from all of your sins. Lifnei Hashem titaru, before God you will be purified. And here too again, when he says Lifnei Hashem titaru, he says the Shema Meforash, the Shema Hashem, and all of the people bow down to the floor, Veinon Nachrav, and they respond to the Shema Hashem Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Leolam Vaed.